In many cases, while art alone is impressive enough, taking a quick look into the past both of the art and the subject or subjects can make the viewing experience infinitely more rewarding. This is nowhere more evident than in these two statues. They depict a pair of saints, St. Cosmas and St. Damian. They were twin doctors who served the populace first in the ancient city of Aegea and then in the ancient Roman province named Syria in the 15th century. Not much is known about them, but it's said that they performed many miracles, though the exact miracles supposedly performed are unknown. However, these claims do include performing a leg transplant, something that is not yet possible with modern medicine. They supposedly never charged for their services. We also know that the Roman Emperor Diocletian ordered their execution during his reign. They survived crucifixion, stoning, and death by archery before being beheaded. They became martyrs because they died for their faith, and saints because of the many people the miracles converted to Christianity. The statues are made from wood and are hollow. They are polychromed or colored, but this was not likely done by the sculptor, who himself is not certain, but these statues are believed to have been made by Ignaz Günther, a German sculptor who lived during the 17th century. The statues were probably made circa 1750 to 1765 and are about 68 inches or 5 2/3 feet tall. The statues likely flanked the entrance to a church. St. Cosmas is depicted with his hands stretched out as if he's inviting the citizens to come and be healed, and it suggests a benevolent nature. He wears a toga-like robe in plain white, which he is holding presumably to stop it from blowing upwards. He wears a headpiece with a gold-striped cloth flowing downwards as if blown by the wind. St. Damian's stance is much more regal, despite, or perhaps because of, the fact that he stands slightly shorter than his brother. In his hand is an object that appears to be a container, presumably holding something used for medicine during this era. His headpiece is similar to his brother's, but his robe is much more decorated than that of St. Cosmas. I did these pieces because I like the fact that while they are two statues and two pieces, depending on how you look at it, they're still connected and neither of them really has the intended effect unless the other statue is present. Also, they are life-size, which does not seem to be common among statues. Despite the fact that these people are dead, they, like countless others, live on in the records of history in the sculptures, paintings, and other artistic works made from them. It just goes to show that there's always more to art than meets the eye. This has been Christopher Jennings with another Bulldog Art Tour.